For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. This knocking is the sound of something being made that's important to most South Carolinians. That something is chocolate. Christina Miles of Columbia is a chocolate maker, called a chocolatier, and she knocks the tray of liquid chocolate to get any air bubbles out of it before it hardens. In her kitchen, Miles talked about what distinguishes fine chocolate from ordinary chocolate.
Something that has a nice shine to it, something that has that snap, and something that when you bite into it gives it that smooth mouthfeel. And once you have a high quality chocolate, once you taste it and you try to go back to maybe the chocolate that you grew up eating, you could definitely tell the difference and you'll begin to appreciate chocolate a lot more.
The downside of making high-end chocolates, according to Miles, is that one can be spoiled by them.
My mom says that I've spoiled her because things she used to crave, she's like, this doesn't taste good anymore. So once you get used to having a higher quality chocolate, you know, it's like your first time eating a filet mignon. It's kind of hard to go back.
But not everyone has trouble making that leap. Fellow chocolatier Joseph Vernon makes fine chocolates, but the kid in him still loves the classics like Hershey's, Nestle's, and Mars chocolates.
It depends on how discriminating you are. It's like pizza. The worst I ever had was great. I'll eat anything that's even remotely chocolatey. It doesn't matter. But what makes a good chocolate, again, is quality. I mean, how do you quantify quality? I mean, you know quality when you see it.
Vernon said chocolate can bring back memories and trigger very emotional responses.
I've had a chef in town that I took some to him, and he said, you know what? I don't like mint and chocolate, but when I ate this, it took me back to my childhood when I was 5 years old, and my dad used to take me to get mint chocolate chip ice cream. And I think that's one of the biggest compliments you can get. I mean, I've had people cry, physically break into tears after they've eaten chocolate before. I mean, you know, how do you compete with that?
Like Vernon, Miles makes a variety of chocolates and is always seeking to create new combinations to delight her customers.
Like, we're experimenting with our almond amaretto, and we decided to infuse it with Himalayan pink salt, and it tastes so different, and it was something new. And so I just get excited when I get to take flavors and then enhance them and make them even better than what they are, and just the creation of the different flavors excites me.
Vernon admits that sometimes he isn't always the best judge of what's good.
I do not personally think citrus and chocolate is a good combination. But when my daughter was about 6 or 7 years old, she said, just because you don't like it doesn't mean other people won't like it, and, you know, from the mouths of babes. And so now I have to give her royalties because citrus flavors are some of my more popular flavors.
Vernon said there's something about one of chocolate's ingredients that would surprise most people.
Vanilla is actually what gives chocolate its flavor profile. Without vanilla, chocolate is a pretty bitter, flavorless component. But vanilla is integral in the way that chocolate tastes.
So why do people love chocolate so much? According to Miles, chocolate triggers happy emotions in the brain. It's more of a mystery to Vernon, but whatever it is, he said it seems to be hardwired into most people's taste buds. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.